It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with Mayor Sue Moore. How are we doing, Sue?
Pretty good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Now, on Tuesday night, the recipients for the CEDEF were endorsed. Have I got all those initials right?
Yeah, you have. Singleton Economic Development Fund. It is a mouthful, but it is a new board that we've set up. We asked for submissions for grant funding a while back, and there was 13 organisations who've been able to be supported with their requests. There were a lot more than that came in. Some of the successful ones, of course, were the CWA for new kitchen facilities.
Nice.
Broke Residents Association for Shared Trails to connect Broke, Bulga and Wilberdale. So that's another great project that's been asking for quite a while. On Track Hunter for youth education employment programs that run in partnership with the high school for young people aged between 12 and 18. It's another great project, and we're able to support that for a further two-year commitment. And Lifeline Hunter to establish a crisis support hub in Singleton.
Oh, that's
for
great.
Suicide prevention. So the fund was initially set up with partnership with Glenfield and Roomfield Glute. It'll continue to support the community, social and economic development well into the future.
Now, talk to me about the Singleton Disability Action Plan.
We're looking to our community to share your ideas of future accessibility in Singleton. Well, the Singleton surrounds, obviously the village areas as well, over the next 4 years, and develop a disability inclusive plan so that we can understand what's needed in those areas. The document will identify what Singleton Council needs to help people with a disability, and it's any type of disability, obviously. Just not that there's a problem there, what actually might be needed to fix it. So
yeah.
There are some great projects that we've recently included, including our award-winning Rose Point Park All Abilities Playground. So that's an awesome playground. I'm sure many people would be familiar with it. We have footpath, curb and gutter, ramp facilities, including automatic doors and feedback, and we've received help with this to continue on our path to actually understand what those sort of needs are. So there's a survey on our website until the 28th of February. I undertook it myself the other night just to be part of the conversation. And
easy enough for anybody to do?
Yeah, it's very simple to do. A few short questions where you can put some comments in. So, you know, and looking at it, as I said, it doesn't necessarily be disability. So thinking about, I'd been approached, for example, to why there was no footpath in certain locations in town.
Oh, yeah.
So particularly at the rear of the high school and along near the showground, where there's not actually even any curb and gutter and there's no footpath either. So anything like that that people can see, I'd encourage them to undertake the survey and put their comments forward if they can, please.
And the last one for today, summer is coming to an end, and so too the summer reading program.
It is. We had a great response this year with over 200 readers engaged, ranging from preschoolers right up to adults. The summer reading program is obviously very popular, and it was an initiative presented by the public libraries during the summer holidays. And we're very lucky to be supported by Bulga Coal. We have been for several years, so that we can continue to make it happen. We had the privilege of joining with our wonderful library staff to wrap up the program and post it on the library Facebook page. So congratulations to all those who were able to pick up a prize. We had 216,000 minutes of reading.
Wow.
Or 3,600 hours or 150 days of reading. So it was an awesome job. And I'm sure everybody that picked up a book loves their book, and they read it because they love it, not because of the reward from the summer reading program. But it is a great program, and once again, thank Bulga Coal for the spending gift cards that were the prizes.
These days, I don't know what it is. I only seem to be able to enjoy biographies. What do you like to read, Sue?
I don't get past the council business papers too much.
That's where you get stuck on that all the time. Thank you very much for doing that on behalf of everybody, because somebody has to read that sort of stuff. Sue, as always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up again in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Cheers.